learning Siman Tafresh Nun Aleph. Mitzvah Abraminim, Shita Kacha Lulav Echa. The mitzvah is everyone should take one lulav. Shita Aravais, Shleisha Adasim. You have to take three Adasim. Sure means that I feel Shleisha Ketuman, Shnei Ketumarishon, that even, it's going like the Shita's hold that even three Ketumah are going to be good. Kardav is the Rambam. The Rambam passes like Ray Tarfin. The Rambam passes like Ray Tarfin. The Nikdam Rishis is going to be good. And the Shitz Ray Tarfin is, Shleish Ketumim is going to be kosher. So therefore, Chavos Toshreish Tafresh Mabav Saval Vesasim Kedei Rishen Estomius. This is Befrat B'Shayim Mavadi Yishlok Olavarach Gamkein. They do a Nikdam Rishis Apostle Mishem Hader. And the Rambam holds Murray placing all the others only Dafki and Rishon. Like one, the Shitz of Chavis is that the three, even Ketumim, is going to be okay. We have to have three Ketumim. The Ramah brings down Makom Etchak. If Makom Etchak, what does Makom Etchak mean? Mishmi writes that you can't get Eitzel Acherim. You can't get Eitzel Acherim. So then, Zok the Ramah, it's Kasher, Sagli, Bechad, Lekotim. It goes with the Shitas that Chad, Lekotim is no good. And those Gemara's Machlek is very Dori Tafri, Shmuel, Akiva. And the more passes like Ray Tafin. So Shaila is it going like Ray Tafin to have three Ketumim? Other Rishonim say they know that Ray Tafin is not getting involved in the one versus three, he's just getting involved in the Ketum Shabbai. And Ray Tafin is not getting involved, he's not getting involved in the Minyan. And therefore, it's going to be okay with one is going to be okay. So the Ramah is going with the Shita that Chad Loi Ketum is going to be okay, it has to be one. But it has to be, can't be katum. The Ramban says he goes to name lakal. That number one, Ritav is not getting involved in the mount, and even Chad Katum is going to be okay. Ramban brings on the Ramban, the filo of Chad Katum Yoitse, they hold Maskan and Mari Passan Ritav, and we're going to name lakal. Number one, Katum is good. Two, the only three ones good. And therefore, the Magen Avraham wants to say, even Chad Katum is going to be okay. Because the Magen Avraham, Kedai listen to Shasad Chak. It's Shasad Chak. Chni v'zev vadi l'blei bracha. It says a vada, if you have a situation like that, you do it b'lei bracha, and you would not do it with the bracha. Because there's not something like this. I'm saying in our society, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of dasim around, but the Ikar Adin is, Chabah holds even three ketumim is okay. Ramah holds Makan Chak. Chad b'lei katum, and the Magen Avraham make even Chad katum like the Ramban, but the vada, you one would not make a bracha.
The very blessings from Shmuel.
Who? Oh?
Why
are we doing Pascha Kavishmo? The question is, where Ray Tafin is getting involved in just now? The Kotel Shabbat?
He said the
Shochan
Aruch is coming from
Kavishmo. They have to have three.
Tafin,
you know, Ray Tafin is going. No, Ray Tafin, that's what he's saying. Ray Tafin really, Rishmo, you're going like Rishmo, you need three. Now the Kotel, like Kotel, that's where Ray Tafin is going in, and that's where we pass on like Ray Tafin. Now Mitzul Ogdom Bekesha Gomar, the Gomar brings down that Be'etzem, the halacha is that Revita holds you have to have a kesher, it's a etzem chelik etzem mitzvah, Meshagin, the one and hold you only to have a kesher mitzad etzem mitzvah, just as a kevan veyo. So the Torah brings down Lashon and Rashi, that's a choiva, which basically says a lab dafka, you know, it's not a chayva, it's just a mitzvah. Azekim aveil is a mitzvah to go ahead to do a kesher gomer. The says, what's the getter of this mitzvah? The pasuk of the mitzvah is in order to make it nice. It's, you know, it's a din yoifi. The beskrav and menachas and also the shemashtomach means that base kafidas. They have a kesher like this. We see that the whole discussion about, we're going to see soon. Can you do a kesher a day somebody's wife? Can she do it? The kesher, could the wife do it? Could children do it? Could goyim do it? There's a whole nidin about that. Now, if the yisoid hadavar was, or just a way of making it nice, so what's the mitzvah who makes it nice? You have to have something look nice. You have to have nice decorations in the sukkah. You have to have nice sukkah. It makes a difference who does it. There's no asiyah, no chalois, there's nothing going on. So why should it be that there's any nafkamina in terms of who goes and does it, which is to make a zaytik a yofi, why should make a nafkamina? Elamai Zak, the beskira, the together dove is that the lakicha of the yofi over here is that you have to have a lakicha of together, lakicha tama, that you have to have, tying it together, the yofi is not like a hiddur, like that type of yofi, it's a hiddur like an alacha, that the kshira, they all should be tied together, should be lakicha tama, should be all on lakicha, and that's together of the gather hiddur. So that's how you can understand. Why is it not the same? Maybe Isha is no good. If it's just like a nice, so it makes it nice. It's nice. If it's like a type of chalois and you're making it a good achas, so then you can understand that there's a sign to say that that's passed through, that's passed, that there's an isha, katan, that maybe it's no good. So you don't say the get of it is that should be one lakicha, and that's going to be the atzim get. Now, we get some halacha, whether it's mutar idei, nashim, tanim.
Why does one lakicha have anything to do with zekid and ameu?
What do you say?
Why does one lakicha have anything to do with zekid?
No, so in zekid veil in hiddur, we find that the Supreme Rambam says it doesn't have hiddur. There's a hiddur of like making it nicer. There's a hiddur of making things, doing things more mudur la'alacha, more shitas. So this is a hiddur in the lakicha shabbat. It should be all lakicha achas.
Why is it not
going to
be
lakicha
achas when
it's
spicy?
No, it's more together. It's more one lakicha.
No,
we start together.
Who cares who makes the lakicha?
What I say? No, if you learn that it's Zaitige Yoifi, so then what's the difference who paints it nicely, who makes it nicely? If you're learning that it's Mechavtsa, it's a din in the Gufa Mitzvah. The Gufa Mitzvah has to be done in a certain oifen, has to be done Azoi. So it's Chan, that's Mechavtsa the Mitzvah. Then you can hear it start to say that who makes the Chavtsa the Mitzvah makes a difference. If it's time to Zaitige Zach, then make it nice. Alamai, it's a din in the Etzim Chavtsa of the Mitzvah. So in Sefkat Yudah Tafresh Mitas, the Ramah brings down that. Luv Shadi Akim Vasu Kosher Kamoi Sukkas Akim. Just like Sukkas Akim is Kosher. They go, who didn't Luv Adayin Dei Goy. It means the Afgav the Chachila Mitzvah Mishanoi Mitzvah, we call it Kosher Dei Akim. I am Agar Vam, Mark Vam is down, the Chachila should not do it, Dei Goy. Why? Because it's Kosher Mechuvi Dovei Nechol Nisaknoi. There's a Shita by Kshatim, Kshavtim, they were done by Tfilin, that if you're not in the Parsha, then it's not a Chachila for you to go ahead and do it. So therefore, it's like the Magen Avraham. The times that goy is not a chachila, so the guy's not a negay. When it could be a negay, the guy to me has like three left hands. So his wife used to tie for him the kashin tie for him. So the Mishmur brings down. The times that gami should take a little chachila. No, it's not a chachila.
The last
thing. I should relach a medina chashash was there. You know, it's bad. It's not such a chashash. It's only shidi chida, but it's a toiv lizar was there. The toy of the zar is that somebody who's not mechuyev b'davar, they should not go ahead and do it. Who I did if you have a cotton under 13 years old, same thing. So the kids said lachachila. In other words, lachachila wife shouldn't be doing it for you. Lachachila you should be doing it. Medina ain't chashash is that just nachin lizar. It's a nachin lizar b'zal lachachila that you should go ahead and.
Because the kids make those rings.
So that's not that samshira. That's just that's
a firebrand.
Just
about
the
bottom line.
Not, they're just
going to
make
up.
The rings and go
into shul.
No, they're
putting
on your thing.
You're saying it's not a part. Yeah, that's nothing. That's, yeah. Now, in terms of what you tie, that's amazing. Anything's kosher to tie with. You can tie whatever you want. You can use a rubber band. You can do whatever you want. And we pass best. You can do it with minacher. It doesn't have to be from the lulav of rings. Yeah. But the batsim, it could be from batsim, it could be anything. Now, what type of kashya do you need? This is very, very important. This is a gansim bavucha. Batsim, the Mordechai brings down the mitzvah to do with the kashya gom, which snake sham zazah, mishum noi. You have to have something which is kashya gabi kashya. What's kashya gabi kashya? Two knots. Batsim, that's what you have to go out and need. And batsim, that's what you should be doing. That's more than Mordechai, and more than more batsim, that this is something which is going to be also to do on Shabbos, the type of kashya which you're making. And Gemara says, what do you do on Shabbos? Gemara says, Ayantav. So Gemara says, Gemara gives two eitzes. One eitz is that he used to do Aniva Gavi Aniva. He just do two bows. And it's like Kesher, the halacha is like this quick crash course on Kesher. But again, Shabbos, right? The halacha is that Aniva is Mutil. I make a bow. Bow is, you can make a million bows as you want. That's not going to be Aser. A Kesher, if a person makes one Kesher, see? It doesn't have two sides. But if you make one kasher, the halach is one kasher is nothing. The kasher doesn't stay. You just go like this, do one kasher, that's not, you know, one kasher is fine. Is ever say that? If you make a bow on top of a kasher, so that's a big machlokes, a nice or machmer. You shouldn't make a bow. If you're leaving it for a while, so if you're leaving a bow for a kasher, you're leaving it more than 24 hours or a week, whatever it is. Huh?
2 days,
it's born on top of an app, but you take out within a day, so therefore it's not going to be a problem. Now, if you make two ksharim, I got to be kashig like this. Make two ksharim, So that we're machmer that took sharm is going to be a problem. That's considered a kesher chazak, kesher shaka kesher, and therefore it's going to be a problem. So we're in the gemara that be'etzem, if you didn't do b'vayd yoyim, you know, it's supposed to do took sharm. That's what you're supposed to do. If you didn't do b'vayd yoyim, what do you do? So either you make aniva. That's one etza. One etza you make aniva. There's another etza. Yeshu shakasu asef da kashacher. That you just take three minim and you just twirl it around and just put it in. Just go like that and just stick it into itself. You know, that's other eitzah to go ahead and do it on yontif. So two eitzahs are, one is just do bows, the other eitzah is just twirl it around and then go ahead and stick it in.
Why does
that? Now the Mishmur brings down Yesh Mishakasav a yontif kai. What's going on in yontif? The Shara Heveta Aniva, or maybe we seem to have had the Kriha, the Hatha Kriha, Kodesh Yerch. A Machet saying the Gemara, Chein Noigen, the Gemara writes Chein Noigen, that this is the minute go and do it. Perish Magen Bram Afachal, it's Archean, because the Mordechai says the Hatha Kriha Abachal, but not in this case. The Mordechai says the Hatha Kriha is a different case. It's talking about where you made a one Kesha. And then afterwards you Kerich it. Now, is that which we say is mutter b'chol? Is you told me you made one kasher, which is very important. It's made a big ramification for Shabbos. You make one kasher, then you twirl it around and you stick it in. So, saying that's considered like that's a real kasher. A garata, you make one kasher and then you go around. Yeah. The question is if it's b'chol tight at all, and that's some type of level of tightness. But we're saying that it's very shtag. It's kasher by kasher. Some is very loose. A kasher by kasher is very loose. We also will make a line, but. If it's type, maybe this should go ahead and be a problem. Wrapping around is okay, but if you do a knot, then you wrap it around. It sounds like, skits of b'chol, sounds like you need kesher by kesher, or you have to have this one knot with wrapping it around. And yontev, what he tweets is, wrap it around, or aniva gabe aniva. Now, be'etzem, washa kamay, you should have to have a kesher gabe kesher. That's be'etzem what one should use. What people do using a kashuk on the bottom, so Mishpur brings down from one of the Gdela Chorinim that's considered like a kasher, therefore that's going to be considered good enough. The Maitz of the Bikriyak, we saw Sikot and Ches, the Sefer, they say that. No. What type of kasher is that? Just going to hold it, it's annoying, you know, why should that be good? And they're both Mephathic, and they say that you have to have a kasher gabi kasher, and having the kashuk that we have. They want to say that's not considered enough. You have to have a kesher gabi kesher. It's brought down to the medak then this maisa. They bring down. It's been a roy that one should do that. You should do it.
Simple thing.
What do I say?
Why not?
The Mordechai is my shetu kesher gabi kesher. That's something which is also there on Shabbos and Yantav. Shur brings down from one of the chorim says that's also considered like a hadik. The Sefer, Kabbas Tamarim, B'kriyakar, just say, Mechadeser. No, it's Betzim, you have to have a Kesher. Betzim, you have to have a Kesher Gabi Kesher. What's that? Ask your Kesher was also in Yontif. What do you say? Right, okay. Magabam, the question is, what is he talking about, right? In other words, Chayin, 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 Magabam, Zab, Bachal, Mishra, Sayin, Tzarchin. On the to say that means afachol.
You don't need it to be
outside
your
hand. I say that's the Mishabur's Taina that. I'm saying. Therefore, they say it's minaroi that you should do a kesher gabi kesher. You should just take one knot, two knot. You should do a kesher gabi kesher. Obviously, you can't do it on yontif. You have to do it before yontif. You have one here? No. Make it very thin. Then why you can use anything? That's it. It's made up.
This you the plastic as you call it.
You can strip it, no?
What you say?
You
make it very, very thin, I'm saying.
You have a header to use a little.
You make it very thin.
Maybe
yeah.
And then the rings?
It's just around the kachikol on the board, whatever.
It's on the bad ends. Anyway, it's tying the three meaning. Think about the kachikol. Now, if you just do the kachikol, I don't know if it's going to be so tight. No, that's supposed to be a little whatever. If you just do the kachikol, I don't know if it's good enough because the whole point is to be kachikol, because it should be stark. If it's just on the kachikol, it probably doesn't get too stark. It's very big. It should be on the bottom. And there was the whole nekuda is that the bottom of the thing is to do a kasher gabi kasher. I guess that'd be the best place, yeah. Or I mean, or don't have a kasher. You don't need a kasher go really, right? The kasher is made up of a thing.
Yeah.
Like
Yisrael.
Yisrael, right? Okay. But that's.
You have to like get out of business.
No. They're 15-20 shekel now. They went up. What? You should do a kasher gabi kasher. Yoytze she does Mordechai kasher gabi kasher. Where should be? If it's on the kasher, it could be no good because it's not tight enough. It won't be something which is on Shabbos. A loose double knot that's a lower it's also. Okay, if you do a tie, you could do a tie on the kasher. Fine, you should do a lower down, and you know that's the you know that's
so
the best.
That is called one kasher.
This is just one, and you go like that too. So that's you don't need it. That's the only you don't need it. No, 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 I'll have Dafka. I'll have Dafka.
I would not do
it. We don't do what? Ah, okay, yeah. That's something.
Is it enough to, let's say, do the ring?
I don't know, always have a case to go. I'll have Dafka, I got a case to go. What? No, now the kids are very. What?
If you don't do catch the hype,
it's what?
It's amazing, no?
What for what? Oh, we're in Shidduchim now, you're saying. They're okay.
Making
a
hit on
Chatzitza.
That's Chatzitza, but the Gemara says.
It's so much time
you
don't need if you're waiting to do it on Chatzitza.
No, if you take the loop and you loop it back around, you know, like the regular.
Do one and just go like that? Tight, if it's tight, it'll be good
like
also.
A regular ring.
Yeah.
Regular ring, and then you put the ring back.
That's kasher, I don't think so.
Ring?
I don't think so. That's just tkifa. Now, in terms of detaching the alam on yontiv, so people going to bring zambas, it shouldn't be a problem. My bayah. That's a problem. Psikos tallah should not be an issue, and it should not be a problem. And Brikyaka brings it down. The Shai Tshuva brings down over here that. Like the love, like it a little beyond the kasher mutter. Ain't right mekan. Chilam noigin. Chumrza. Shlo less beyond the mechin a little beyond the. Do I take chilam noigin this? He says bad some mishmi mutter. Just a minagam is beachmer. Veshachin lahachin. Veshachin look it. Bini nacher. He says we should do with your teeth. Sarach mitzvah mutter. Because the most achrayim holds mutter. It's not a problem. Sikas talis not a problem. Chaim pasak b'kri Yaakov and Pirmagadim. Shai Tshuva says the Minogon is b'machmer, and he says that b'chay gavna one should do it with their teeth and do it with a shinei, that type of situation. Now, in terms of making the actual things, what do they call again? Those the rings. So Rav Yashar said that to make the rings would be a problem. That's like a tikka manaza. And he says he can't make the extra rings. To put them on once they're made is okay, but to make the extra rings is a problem. So I guess the Shai Tshuva is talking about taking it off. Yeah, he's just taking it off. I guess he's just going to wrap it around, do one of all the zaitzes. Making those rings might still be a problem. In terms of the rings, so different minhagim, how many rings have? It's brought down, some say you have three ksharim, keneged shleisha avos. V'nira ksharim shamatein ma'asha kesha kol shleisha min biyachad mishum noi. That's considered one, you have to have another two. Ayirava's ma'asha, you have to have three besides that. Can I give her a mitzvah? Yeah, you have to have four all together. Now, when you do a kasher, it's very important. Which is very, very important. When you do a kasher, you have to do it in an oifen that you can shake the olam very good. You have to leave, it's brought down. Certainly, it's tefek l'malah pasuach v'loy mekusher. This is one of the halachas, which why we're doing tefek and aleph. You have to have the tefek l'malah open, on second, v'loy kasher. You have to have the tefek open, v'loy kasher. And you have to have a tefek of what? The shedra, not the leaves. So that's what a lot of times people have a way too high. You look around, like a good percentage of people don't do this correctly. You have to have a tefach, the top tie should be a tefach below the shedra. The tefach has the shedra open. A lot of times people. You have to just look.
This one is considered good enough. You put it back around like a regular one, then you pull it back around, and then you make it tight. Now it's mama's tight.
Oh, maybe it's not like a kasher by a kasher. That's two. Chay, you did it twice, no? It's not two knots? No,
it's one ring, and then you pull it around, and you make it tight. Now it's not possible to take it out.
It's a kasher rosh achot. Could be, it's good. A kasher rosh achot, maybe. So, kids, you have to make sure that it's, you have to make sure that Yeah. Rav brings down the Yeshik Shahadas Gavoy Yosim and Arava, that has to be higher than Arava. Where does it come from? Api Kabbalah. Rav brings down Api Kabbalah, it's brought down to do the Hadas above the Hadas above Arava. Some say because. Yeah, basically, Api Kabbalah we do. Rav brings down Hadas of Lishab Yemin, Lulav, Arava, small. You do the. From the Yemin, you do the Hadas of Yemin, and Lulav is small. And Shatzin brings down Yilav, the Arizal. Arizal has Adasim all over. Yechemina, Chesmal, Yechabemsa. He is surrounded all by Adasim. That's what Shatzin brings down. He says he doesn't bring it down. He doesn't want to mention it. Why? Because Pirugan says, Misha Muxib Chasidis. Some of you only Muxib Chasidis should do it, but Sinab Leif Hesia. They only should do it like the Arizal. If your mom is Muxib Chasidis, and you should do Betsina, you shouldn't do it Befahesia. Therefore, he doesn't bring the Arizal. Now, they say nowadays, it was a part of why you shouldn't do it, because it's Hashim Liyaira, like what are you doing, like Kabbalistic things, you know, nowadays. Al Kapanim, so once it's commonly done, so Havad is like, it's like Rabbeinu Thomas, it's also only if you're a Mufish B'chassidus. Now, all the Chassidim do it, don't be so a Heligam mentioned to do Rabbeinu Thomas, not so much Hashim Liyaira. So therefore, nowadays, it would not be such an issue. The discussion, which way should the Shadra be facing? Which way should I be facing? What means the machlekes? Whether he's facing you or facing the other way. The Mishmur brings down Tafresh Nun, Savkat and Ches, Telas Yaakov, Apisoid, Yishit the Shidre Shalov Klape Panav, that the Shidre should be facing you, and the Pnei Luv Klape Chot, Svachin Eigen. So, Kitzer, what? Right. So you have the Shidre facing you, the Pnei is facing you, Hadassim on the right side, higher than. Lu has to be the highest, then you have the Hadassim, which are going to be below that, and the Hadassim should be higher than the Arava.
By how much?
Hadassim and Arava doesn't say any amount. The Lulav maybe, we saw in Tafresh, no, that the Lulav should be above the other minimum Tafach. The right, the Shedra Shalulav. They haven't got this right last year? You did it right last year?
I didn't notice the difference. I didn't know the difference
between
the Shedra and the Lulav. Well, you knew which way the Shedra
should be facing, right? No, but I didn't know the same. You see the picture. You just look around, everyone else, first day, you know, like, it's just going on. Okay. But in terms of that, the Hadassah has to be higher than the Lulav, up inside, and also maybe some must go into Pasuk first, so they say that. The Hadassah remembers to the eyes, and the. The rub is the lips, the high is above the lips, the going brings down. Because I'll pick up the after vaita. The most important thing is you have to make sure the most important thing. The tie has to be a tefach below the shedra of the lulav. Also, the hadassim have to be a tefach below the shedra of the lulav. And yeah.
If the rubs are drooping down, is that good enough to be considered that hadassim are higher? Because if you make it happen, if you.
I think so, happen, yeah. Just, yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Seeing
when they droop over. And Viter, you should do the Kesha Gavi Kesha next year, guys, right?
That's the second thing.
What do you say?
That's the second thing we learned.
They what?
That's the second thing we learned.
That what?
It has to be a Shedra.
And also, Kesha. I still make a list of how many things you got wrong, like, as you know, like from last year. You'll see a lot of things kind of coming up. Fine, one of them like this. It's brought down. You take the Lulav Yemin, and why? Because it's three mitzvahs, and Asik is one, and therefore you do, and let's say you do, if you break fire back, another Pamshenis, Kagoyin, Peshasa Mirshanis, Sarach Lulav Yemin. Then Meshmur brings down. That Pesach is Shanis, how do you hold the Shanis normally? What do you usually do? Most Jews will have the Esrog and Lulav in one hand, and they have a Siddur in another hand. That's what everyone goes around with, right? That's like classical everyone does.
Tell us in the third hand.
Zach, the Mr. Brewer, that's wrong. That even you made a bracha already, and you're taking a second time, but Pesach is Shanis, you have to hold the Biyamin. And take Shnei B'yadachas, that's a Pashat. And you have to hold the Lulav and Esrog. The way by Shanas also the way you hold the Shas Mitzvah. That you have the whole time also, yeah. Then Makarda was the whole time also. So in other words, when you do a Shanas, you should just like really put Lulav Esrog and have your you know sitter like that. And you're not supposed to. Oh, you got the couple, whatever. But you know, doing all in one hand, that's also very common. So you can do it for a second, you can do it, whatever. I'm saying that's not the. But the bikaron, that's what one should be doing. Fine. So the Gimel discusses a lefty. What does a lefty do? So we have any lefties over here? Okay. So the Mechaber goes, the Shaila is that there, almost every sugya is required, you know, what do lefties do? You know, many sugyas, they already have sermon nowadays, Itar Karel Chasoy, what is that? I hate to, yeah, they have all sorts of sermon nowadays. But anyhow, Mechaber brings an Itar Dilobin Kamaladam, Vesugusmakaladam, that you go, Basar, Amo Zinov, Basim, this one, the day, Svardim, say, Davkatron's Deraisa, Itar Gold, Davkat Deraisa, Itar goes Basim, the day. But Lulav, which only there are banan, Cheshuvus of Alma Yishpay Tos Mitzvahs, he's like everyone else, and therefore that's what the Svarim do. The Rama goes, Eishem is a Basim Mididei. The Rama says, no, you can Basim Mididei, and you should take the Lulav of your Mididei, Vasuk Bismal Didei. Why? It was a go, just like with Tfilin, you go Basirit, so Tov here go Basirit. Because the Svarim go Basir the Alma, and the Ashkenazim go Basir them themselves. The Kavachayim says, Mishu Yerushimayim. He says that Shri Machmer maybe, and like just switch it for a second to do both.
You know, when I was growing up, that you do one shaking with the right, and you do shaking with the left.
That's a kavachayim.
Shaking says, also, or just
yeah, switching? The mitzvah is the tilo pshuot and the noon. So the kavachayim says Yerushimayim should be Machmer to go in and take both. Shemzama is very interesting. So somebody's a rabbi based Knesset, who's eater, even though in his house he does like Ramah. But like in public, it looks strange. Everyone's gonna look at him. You know, you're like weird with Amma coming at Zebra. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. How is he though? I thought, well, yeah, I would think so. I'm saying, like, it sounds like Rebbe Chiddush, like that somebody's a Rav, they're looking at him, it's covered at Zebra. Yeah.
Shouldn't do it? Make you down for the Amma.
What?
Shouldn't do it?
No, I think it's a. He's saying that if he's sitting in the front and was looking at you.
If you're down for the Amma, could you do the shaking later than after
If you do it the wrong way around, so that's machlekes. Yeah, no difference. Man. So it says teiv lachs of lita lebracha. You should go ahead and do it bli bracha.
What about passing the last year number one? Would that be like that?
Yeah, where's that? I'm up to. I'm start safe.
We
started. Okay, just a second. I guess we'll manage next time. Basically, the shaylan base safe is in terms of this din over siyasa. So the question is, over here, how are you going to come over siyasa? What are you going to do? Why? Because the Gemara says, as soon as you pick it up, you're going to be yitzah. So how are you going to get a kiyum of the mitzvah of doing it over less siyasa? So a couple of mitzvahs brought down. One is you just take the lulav and make the bracha, and afterwards you pick up that sugya. That's one eitzah. Because you can't do too early against the eiver, but one, you know, so one eitzah is you take the lulav in your hand and then you pick up the esrig, make the bracha, and you pick up the esrig. There's another eitzah is that you turn upside down. I think that's what the minigam of what most people do. We've had shahs over the years, the guy just like left it upside down.
Or the lulav as well.
And then like realize, you know, and. And then there's a third eitzah of having not having mitzvah sichas kavana. So if kavana not to be yitzah, so even though everyone agrees that if you have kavana not to be yitzah, then it's going to be okay. So we have to see the sugya. You know, what's the mile of each one, and what's okay, that's similar to whatever. I mean, but the ma'isa, you know, we all make a bracha with that, right? Now Shmuel brings up in the wrong hand, it's machlekes, but we're not going to make a bracha. So the sadi yitzis that we're not kisa sheis. So you have to see what each eitz is and what the ma'ila of What, Elam Shem Le Yad, Dikl Vizmei, V'chein Esrig?
It doesn't have a cost.
What do you say?
Some broke arm, we got a cast on, we can't hold
the... Ah, okay, somebody breaks his arm and he doesn't have, he can use one hand, so then the other hand turns into his yamin, and then you should take the... That's his yamin, and then the other one, which brings in, you put on like your elbow and your armpits.
He balances,
yeah. That would be the Eitzah, I'm saying. Ish yad echit alo b'eisa yad, I feel it was small, it's kasidi yamin, that's his right connected, even after the list of Esrig's way, you should take... Like, come on, Betzim. The Zachazah, Betzim, besides somebody, so that's what you would do. Okay, fine.